This is Brain Hug Meditation. Hi everybody, it's Kaz. Sex and meditation. Yeah, I knew that would get your attention. Look, I'm not trying to be provocative. It's a topic that comes up from my students a lot. It's kind of like, do I need to be vegetarian or vegan to be a good meditator? I'll get to that another time. I get asked all the time when people are thinking about dedicating and motivating themselves to a meditation practice, do I have to give up sex? No, an emphatic no, not unless you want to become a monk or a nun, and even Zen monks and nuns aren't celibate. Meditation is to help us feel whatever we feel, more relaxed, more calm, more peaceful, even more energized. Sometimes meditation exercises help us feel more energized, and I'll teach you some of those exercises in another episode. But don't give up sex unless you want to give up sex. Otherwise, meditation benefits sex, and sex benefits meditation because both can be very calming. So have as little or as much sex as you want, and use calming breathing techniques during sex. Take a nice deep breath into your nose. Yes, right now. Take a nice deep breath in through your nose and release it out through your nose and get oxygen flooding into your body so you feel tingly and alive and excited and aware of all of your body. That definitely will enhance sex. My husband has been wanting me to talk about sex and meditation for a long time. A long time. But I didn't want to cross that line because so many people on social media are trying to be provocative and outrageous, and I'm not trying to be anything but helpful. So I decided to take the leap. I really thought about it, and as a woman moving forward in her life and finding sex is extremely interesting these days, meaning that as a woman over 50, as women over 50, our bodies are changing and morphing and things are redistributing. Our hormones get as wacky as they were when we were in puberty. So we're rediscovering our bodies and our sex drive. Meditation can definitely enhance that. Meditation can enhance sex for people of any age, really. But there are people I know that either aren't into sex or aren't having sex because they don't have a partner. Well, maybe they're having sex on their own. I haven't asked. And regardless, that's great. And meditation can help there too. If we don't use it, we lose it. And if we're okay with losing it because we have no interest anymore, hooray! One less thing to be concerned about. You have to go with what your body is telling you. And if you're still interested, slow deep breaths in through the nose, filling up all of our 360 degrees of breath in our chest and our sides and our ribs and back and into the stomach and involving the diaphragm. That can also stimulate the sex organs. There are some meditation practices, especially moving meditation, that can be stimulating if you're interested. And please let me know. I can elaborate in the future. Well, this is fun. And that's it for now. Thanks for being here. Be good to yourself. Be good to others. Take care. See ya.